24-year-old professional footballer turned PE teacher turned singer. He wears a lot of caps. Lachie Gill, he took out The Voice 2022 last night, and he joins us on the phone right now after all that excitement. Lachie, good morning, mate.
How are we doing?
Congrats.
Good morning. Congratulations on taking out the title. How's it feel?
Oh, there's not many words I could use to describe it. Just incredible. That's all I've got. It was such a special night.
Have you slept, Lachie? I'm vibing that maybe we're talking to you on literally zero sleep.
Not many hours of sleep has been had, but no, I did manage to get the eyes closed for a little bit, but it was a long night and I just did not want it to end. So
It was a massive celebration on the show when you took it out last night as well. I just wanted to put this to you because not long ago, Guy Sebastian made a bit of a statement to the Daily Telegraph saying it's unrealistic to have this notion that we're finding a superstar because we're removing one of the most important equations out of that, which is time. So he went on to say, you know, an instant superstar out of a show like this is just not what we can expect anymore, like back in the Australian Idol days. What do you reckon about that? Do you think it's going to have to be a knuckle down kind of effort?
I couldn't agree with Guy's words more. I think that the show is, you know, one tiny, tiny part of the whole bigger picture. Mm-hmm. And it's a springboard. It puts you in front of, you know, more eyes and more ears to listen to music, but yeah, I've got to go to work and make sure that, you know, it's for the long haul. It's not just a little phase, and that comes from writing and releasing good music. And that's what I plan to do. So yeah,
amazing.
What a great healthy
attitude.
Yeah, that's a great attitude to have going into it, Lachie. I'm with Lachie Gill, 24-year-old PE teacher who won The Voice 2022 last night. While we're dropping truth bombs, Lachie. There's been another bit of confusion.
What have you got for me?
Nah, look, it's nothing huge, but there has been a little bit of confusion, and this is all out in the open now, so we may as well acknowledge it. There's been confusion around voting because there was footage of you guys in the promos performing in the grand final, but fans, rightly so, were going, "But hold on, how have we recorded the grand final? Because
we're meant to be voting.
We're voting right now."
Yeah.
But it has been revealed that, you know, it was all sort of pre-recorded and multiple endings were recorded. So, mate, you essentially had to kind of act or pretend like you won the competition, not knowing that you actually had. That's a kind of weird situation to be in, mate.
Yeah, it was super weird. I think if it was at the start of the whole process, I wouldn't have been able to handle it. I would have freaked out with the cameras and having to act. But, you know, by the end of the whole process, it was just another part of, you know, the TV show, and we understood that that's how it had to happen. So, yeah, it wasn't too bad. But I mean, if you're to go to my Instagram, you see the real reaction of when I was watching it with my family, and
right,
you know, then you can look back at the other one and see that there's definitely a difference between the two.
So you're not a great actor, is what I'm hearing.
Not exactly.
Not
right.
Going to see him on Home and Away anytime soon. But he's a fantastic singer, Lachie Gill. The single, it's out now, the brand new single. So get around that. We saw you perform it live last night. And if you want to see the whole Voice Grand Final, you can catch it on the 7 Plus app. Lachie Gill, good luck in the future, man. Thanks so much for your time.
No, thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate that. Thank you.